Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Oh, man, how dramatic. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. NBC Chicago Fire is fast approaching the end of its ninth season, proving that this show still knows how to raise the stakes to set up a season finale 10 years in the making. The finale airs on Wednesday, May 26th at 8 Central, dominating Wednesday nights. And to talk about all are my pals Chris Stolte and David Eigenberg. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Howdy, Dave.
Hey, how are you? We're going by peaches and cream now. He's peaches, I'm cream.
Nice. I like that. Oh,
that's
very
not going to
nice.
Be a problem.
No. Yeah. We just needed to get clearance on that, but it's all good. By the way, I have to mention this. I'm going to name drop a little bit here, but David, I had lunch today downtown with Lisa Gorenson. From the Conners. And she said, hello, say hello to David. Love David. Your sister was just on the Conners with her, like playing her therapist. Look at that.
She's my therapist in real life. It's weird, but it was just a small world thing. And then I did a really cute little independent movie with Lisa a long time ago, 18 years ago, I think. And she was just wonderful. And she was getting crushed by, you know, the industry, and then, you know, this came back up and opened up for her, and it was, I'm really, really happy for her that she's got the Conners. It's a wonderful show.
It's up against yours, and I don't want to use the language she used about trying to relocate your show to another time slot, but you guys are like head to head.
She uses profanity a lot.
She might. She might. So do you. That's why you two get along, I think.
Now, David, you did an independent film with her 18 years ago. Was that before you lost hope, or was that around the time?
I lost hope after that.
Uh-huh. Right after that?
If you really want to go back when it really started, was when my dad abandoned me at my first decathlon when I was nine.
Jesus. Oh, that's horrible, Chris.
He just left me there. He left me at the decathlon because I couldn't throw the shot put.
You know,
and I didn't know how to run a mile.
Look what you just brought up, Chris. I mean, this is painful.
Well, I feel like your dad probably laid down the rules for you in advance, meaning you had time to get good at the shot put and you chose not to.
Ooh. Wow, calling that out.
You ever pick up a shot put? You have to put a shot. You put it.
And you put it. That's the part I love the most. You put it.
She also said...
It's not untrue. You are putting it somewhere.
Yeah,
it's really much more about the way you're putting it there, shouldn't it be? It feels the same way about the guy that came up with the name Fireplace. He could have worked a little harder on that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, she also says that you know how to build stuff. And I have to tell you, I'm redoing my teenage daughter's bedroom, and I've like got boxes of IKEA, and I don't even know where to start. So whenever you can stop by, that would be fantastic.
There you go.
I'm coming maskless because I'm vaccinated. We're all vaccinated.
I like it.
So I want to swim in your pool.
Yeah.
And then I'll fix your daughter's IKEA.
All right. Okay. We'll do that. Absolutely.
You got to understand when Dave says swim in your pool, that's an
code.
Expression. You're going to want to clear his meaning on that before you say okay.
Yeah. Dave. Yeah. I might keep the chain on the door before he comes in and asks that question.
It's especially creepy when he comes up behind you and whispers in your ear, I want to swim in your pool.
Wow. Wow.
I don't have a pool, and he knows I don't have a pool, so it's really creepy.
Yeah, I don't have a pool either. That's what really bothers me.
Chris is gunning for me, man. He's gunning.
I could put
it in your pool.
I could go over to Ace and get one of those little kiddie pools and just sit on the front lawn with a beer and wait for David to come here over. I could do that, I guess.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let me know what time.
Okay. All right. You guys got through another season. Look at this, man. And ratings holding like crazily after nine seasons. I mean, not too shabby, Chris.
It's impressive.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
It defies the odds. It's any show, I think, that goes more than a few years, it's kind of an anomaly. I don't know that you you can really pin down what makes one go and what makes one get canceled after two seasons. But I think there's a whole feeling of we're doing something right.
Yeah.
Somebody seems to know what they think the key points are, the bullet points, what the fans need, and we make sure there's plenty of those things. And then other than that, we kind of let the characters go a little bit.
But I mean, we're talking like,
I say we, it has nothing to do with me. I say we,
it does.
But, we do and say what we're told to do.
No, I understand that. But, you got the trio of these shows, and Med is even really up in the ratings too. Like this one night, Chicago night of programming has just proven to be like, and I can tell by, I just saw the releases for the fall season on, for CBS and ABC and NBC, and all of them are doing these nights. Like, there's a CSI night, there's a FBI night, there's a, like, so people are binging, and they get, three different shows, three different characters that all cross over, and then they're all doing the crossovers, but you guys started this. I mean, this franchise is the one that started all of it.
I feel like it's sort of obvious now that we've tried it and seen that it works, all the shows on one night. If you ask me to keep track of three different shows that I like to watch that are on three different nights and three different times of the week, I would never be able to do it. But if you tell me they're all going to be on Wednesday, that I can handle.
Yeah. Yeah. David?
That's because we're in our late 50s, Chris.
Yeah.
3-year-olds, they can go from channel to channel. They can go to network to the other,
Netflix,
other things that are on the internet.
Netflix, Paramount, streaming.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to pay in the long run.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
They're going to pay a hard price for that scattered attention.
And here's the thing. What they're getting your Chicago night, it's free. It's free.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm angry. Yeah. Listen, numbers went up this year, and I think the show's done really well. But, there was nothing to do this year, It was like a whole year of nothing to do.
Yeah.
I stared at my family a lot. Like, I know my wife's face now. I know what she looks like.
Right.
I really do.
Well, I was going to ask you, David, are you getting out more? Because the last we spoke, you said they were getting pretty sick of you hanging around the house. Have you?
They like it when I leave. Chris, does your family want you around, or do they want you to go too?
I think it's even worse. They're indifferent.
Wow. They're just not sure. So did you just stand at the front door wondering if you should enter? We could just fully come in?
If I am or am not home.
There you go.
You walk in. Go ahead.
No, my nose, they know where I am, and they know where I'm going. So they time me. They do time me. So I have an impact.
Nice.
It's just a negative
impact. That's why he's also been showing up on his days off from fire. He shows up on Med and PD to do free background work.
See, we're like mustaches and stuff.
He's been chased off both sets, even though he argues, there's no reason Herman couldn't just be walking through this convenience store.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't want me home.
Yeah.
So
might as well be productive. Yeah. Productive. And did they celebrate your birthday? Happy birthday, pal. That was just like within the last week, wasn't it?
Who, me?
Yeah, David.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know Chris might have had a birthday, too. They just been popping up all over the place. But, yeah, it was a nice day. I asked for, I'm at that place where we have so much, like, my wife loves tchotchkes, And I've been doing room for them. So two years ago, I was like, please do me a favor. This is my birthday. I get to ask what I want, and it's really minimal. So it's really easy. Just scratch me a note, make me a card, or go buy a card. I don't care if it's the Hallmark and it's G Dad or whatever, and some dumb joke about frogs and toads or something. But just write me a card, and I said, you get more of an emotional response out of me from a card than you would from mullet head, a bobblehead doll that you think kind of looks like me or something.
Yeah.
I
like
it. But they made me cry. They always
nice. That's nice. Yeah. So they do like you.
Yeah, well, you want to read the text I sent you on your birthday, Dave? You want to read that out loud on the air?
Or you want me to read my response?
No, let's leave it alone.
Okay.
You're right.
All right.
Yeah.
A little off here. And Chris, your daughter just graduated today, right?
Today, in fact, yeah.
Is that the last big grad for you, or got more to come?
Well, she's heading on to Arizona State.
Nice.
So there'll be one more. Well, and my grandkids now are just starting school. So for me, it's It's not like one cycle ended. Like it happens for a lot of people. There's just this overlap where I'm doing the down on the carpet, you know, rolling around, being a monster, you know, fighting Deadpool and Spider-Man and Iron Man. And then I've got, another one who's finishing up her education and heading off to Arizona to finish it. And yeah, it's weird. It's weird. They're at every cycle of life you can imagine.
You know, we're not far apart in age, the three of us. I don't have grandkids, but I have an eight-year-old myself at home. So I'm already rolling around the floor playing with Legos and doing my thing and stepping on them and screaming and swearing and all that.
This little boy, he's a little sweetheart. But he went from, for the first couple years of his life, he had one or two Hot Wheels-style cars in his hand at any given time. Anytime you saw him, he was never without them.
That's awesome.
He would lay on the floor and put his head sideways on the floor to put it right at car level and just roll it back and forth, and this would occupy him forever. And suddenly, he put that aside when he discovered superheroes. And he's the first little boy. You know, I've had little two girls and then a first granddaughter. So I didn't get to do the superhero thing with the kids. And now that's all anything is about is superhero stuff. And my favorite quote from him is, and I love that this is going to be on the radio. He came downstairs and said, they call me Bomb Pop. He said, Bomb Pop, I just went poop on the potty. Say, good job, Iron Man.
Nice.
And I said, good job, Iron Man.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That sounds like
how old is he?
Like a deleted scene from the first Iron Man.
A little bit. How old is the little guy?
He is three.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
And that's an outtake from Robert Downey. That's an outtake.
You think so? Right from the movie. Straight from the movie. I love it. I love it. All right. So, you know, every time we're on the air together, we always play some kind of TV trivia. And this time I want to pivot to some TV themes of the 1970s. And there's a big prize at the end. You guys game for that?
Oh, you bet.
All right.
Is it going to be? Is it like cake or something?
No, it's not.
No, listen, if it's a vacation, I'm taking you with me, so don't worry about it.
All right.
No stress here.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
Chris Stolte, David Eigenberg from NBC Chicago Fire, and there's more with them next on 720 WGN. All right, State Player back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to David Eigenberg and Chris Stolte of NBC Chicago Fire. The season finale is Wednesday at 8 Central. All right, we're going to do this little TV trivia theme. We got about 5-6 minutes here from the 70s. And here's what Tom is going to do. He's going to play the first like 10 seconds of a theme. And whoever wants to make an educated guess, just call out your first name, David, Chris, and I'll throw it to you. And we'll go from there. Fair enough?
But, you know, Chris is really good at this, and you know I'm not good at this.
You know, you didn't do so bad last time.
I was going to say this is kind of my thing, but when I say something like that, I'm setting myself up for failure.
Well,
we'll see what happens.
Some of these are so damn easy, but some of these are going to be a head-scratcher. So let's start with this one, Tom.
Look at what's happened to me.
Look at me.
Chris.
I'm on top of the world.
Chris, what is it?
American Hero.
Oh, but
it's Greatest American Hero,
Okay. All right. Both of you got that one right. Next. Yes.
That would be Barney Miller.
No, no. That is.
Oh, no. Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son. That was.
Oh, sorry about that.
It was Quincy Jones called the Street Beater. That was Quincy Jones on that one.
No, it's not. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Can he play a little more? Or do we not have time?
Yeah, go ahead and play a little bit. Yeah, it's all Quincy Jones. Yeah.
No, that's Sanford and Son.
Yeah, but it's called, but it's by Quincy Jones, and the actual song is called The Street Beater.
I'm so sorry. I think it broke up, and I thought you were telling me that was Quincy, the TV show.
No,
Quincy.
No. Quincy, Jack Klugman, no. All right,
okay,
now, if David doesn't get this one, there's a problem, right? Play this.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
I'm going to let you have it, buddy.
Dave?
That's kind of insulting.
Sleepy Tuesday.
Sleepy Tuesday.
No, it's not. That would be
what's right.
It's Happy Days. Yeah, it's okay. That's all right.
I said it in the title. When it's so obvious, it throws me. It just really does.
Chris is looking really good. You're looking.
He comes into the bedroom with lingerie. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what it is.
All right, here's the next one.
That is Rockford Files.
That is the Rockford Files. Very good. All right, next one.
Wow.
Now that's Barney Miller. I'm not saying my name anymore.
That's Barney Miller. Yeah, just call it out at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know if David will get this one. I don't know if you'll get this one. Let's try this one. Anything?
No.
All right, that's Starsky and Hutch. Yep.
Oh,
wow.
Starsky and Hutch. All right, wow. Let's see if David gets this one. This is a little easier.
Oh, Three's Company.
Yes, this is Three's Company. All right.
All right, David. I'll give you five seconds on this next one.
Okay, all right. Oh, boy, this is going to be a tough one for him, right? Go ahead.
Stop. The Jeffersons.
No, it is Maud.
It is Maud, but
the
next
line was, she didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc was the world to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked.
That is correct. But he was close with the Norman Lear connection.
He was in the, yeah.
You
knew what it smelled like.
You were in the, you were in the sphere.
Look, you want to hear some weird Hollywood stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I went to a play reading at his house in, like, I think it was in Bel Air or something, and he wears that hat, and I really like Norman Lear. And you go into his like his reading room as a study, and he has a giant bookshelf, and I'm not exaggerating, 10 feet high, 12 feet high, and there's two sides on the one on each side of a doorway, and they're maybe 15 feet wide at each one, and they go up to 8, and every shelf has a leather bound copy of every TV
episode.
Program he ever
yeah,
produced.
Every episode.
So you like walk up to it, and it's like there's 150, you know, scripts of Good Times, and there's
mm-hmm.
All in the Family, and
it's cool too.
That's right.
Oh, it looked amazing. You go like, wow.
Yes, actually, he also has a original copy of the Declaration of Independence too in that room.
What?
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah, but Maud.
He didn't show me that. he locks stuff up when I come over.
All right,
yeah, he thought you'd go National Treasure on him. You got another one there, Dave?
I got just one more left. Let's try let's try this one.
Oh yeah, this is you and me, buddy. This is you and me. This show. You and me are going to do this. You and I are going to do this on Broadway.
I like it.
On November 15th.
Felix Unger was sent home by his wife. Little did he know that his friend, Felix Unger, had all of
them. He remembers that. That's pretty good.
Fun.
It's fun. That is the Odd Couple.
That
is the Odd Couple. You guys have a great, great summer. I always love talking to you. Let's please do it again soon. Well, the prize. Oh, Chris wins. What is the prize, Tom?
Chris, how do you feel about wieners?
Let's talk off the air.
Okay. Well, you just won dinner with one WGN radio host, Dave Plyer, at the Wiener Circle.
Yeah.
When it reopens.
In your face,
Hagenberg. All right, guys.
Love it.
You come too. You come too.
You guys,
what do you want to order?
Summer.
What do you
love
want?
Love you guys.
Love you guys too. Have a great summer. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye.
Chris and David from TV Chicago Fire, Wednesday, 8 Central on NBC. We'll be right back.